How do you navigate the shopping aisles with social distancing in mind? It's doing my head in. The size of the aisles at the shopping centres.
Yeah, they can't help that. Before the pandemic.
Yes, pre-pandemic.
Exactly.
And so I'm finding myself, as probably you are too, walking down the aisle and trying to have this social distance go, but people aren't also following that as well. I feel like I'm the only one who's...
rules, and not everyone is.
Yeah,
I know.
So I'm waiting on the outside of the aisle for someone with a trolley to come through, and then someone just cuts right in front of me and in front of them and right beside me. I'm like, hang on, aren't we supposed to be just a metre and a half?
That's actually when I hold my breath, because the other weird bit is then some people are so unaware of themselves, they got no idea that, oh, there's someone else in the aisle. because idiots.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And I also found it at the checkout as well, with the multiple ones, you know, the 8 items or less kind of checkout ones when you go up to the counter.
Yeah.
I'm standing there and giving myself a metre and a half between the person that's in front of me, but the person coming up behind me is standing right behind me.
Yeah.
So I'll shuffle a little bit over and then they start shuffling with me. And I'm like, get away from me. Like, I know coronavirus isn't rampant or anything, but we've got to follow these rules.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We are meant to do that to also help each other's headspace.
How are you dealing with the social distancing? Triple M, who's this?
Yes, Mick, mate, how are you?
All right, Mick, what are you doing with the social distancing thing in the shopping
aisles?
How are
you dealing?
Yeah.
Well, mate, it's just a bit of a story. Of course, we bought a bit of tin food.
Yeah.
I've been jamming a few of them baked beans, so I'm doing a bit of crop dusting. That clears the
magical fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot.
Who knew this conversation would happen? Keep going.
Yeah, just a bit of crop dusting.
Right.
I can imagine them on the speaker, you know, and they're doing the shops, crop dusting all three.
Yeah.
Just to let everyone know to get out of there. But
okay, so that's how you're dealing with it. You're just like... okay.
I can't even talk.
That's a bit on the nose there, Mick. Triple M, who's this?
It's a groundsman.
Groundsman. How are you dealing?
Oh, usually a shovel or a baseball bat.
Okay. Let's go to the next caller.
Triple M
we
morning.
We don't condone that.
Who's this? No violence, please. Who's this?
It's Rod. How are you, Maxie?
Rod, head's just blown trying to figure out how to walk down an aisle and keep social distance. What are you doing?
Well, I live out in Gracemere, mate. I learned a lot of years ago to hold your breath when you walk past people. there's way too much deodorant on the shelves out there.
Enough
being sold.
He's been training for this like the Olympics, man. It's great. Triple M, good morning. Who's this?
Sandra.
How are you navigating social distancing, Sandra?
I have some amazing ideas. Certain times of the day that you just don't go to the supermarket.
True.
Which times are they? Let us know.
Go about 7 o'clock in the evening. No one there.
Yeah.
Really?
No one there.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Yep.
Time of day, all right, that's one.
Yep. If you're standing there and someone gets too close, just sort of clear your throat a bit.
And then they move. They freak out.
Watch them move.
Good idea. Yes.
And my last idea is what you wear.
What?
You put your ball gown on.
Oh, yes, the hoop skirt.
That's the one.
You have one, Banksy. You wear that, because then that's a metre and a half.
They are exactly. A metre and a half. Triple M, who's this?
Hey, good morning, it's Ray.
Hey, Ray.
How are you?
Good.
How are you keeping your distance in the shops?
Well, it's difficult, actually. It's damn near impossible. I mentioned to Jenny over a week ago now. You go in, you're very careful in the aisles. If there's more than about 3 people in there, I just don't walk up the aisle. I go up the next one.
That's good, good.
Then you get up to the checkouts and they've got it all marked out so that you're standing about 2 metres behind the person in front of you. Yeah, okay, so you stand on the little cross. Then you move into the checkout and somebody comes into the checkout next to you and they're shoulder to shoulder with you.
That's exactly what happened to me, Ray. Like,
isn't that stupid?
And you're trying to shuffle away from them and they shuffle closer to you. You're like, what are you doing? Get away!
And you stand there and you go... And they do it worse.
It's a cough off.
Oh my God, get out of here quick.
It's a cough off.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.
Central Queensland's Triple M.
Triple M.